Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction, along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Hi, this is Mary Grady for AvWeb, and today I'm talking with Raul Morrow. He is the Executive Director of the Wolf Aviation Fund, which is involved in a lot of different projects. And we're going to talk a little bit about that and also a lot of what is going on in the volunteer part of flying, which is popular with pilots all year round, but especially this time of year, I think people tend to think about what they can do to give back to their community. So, Raul, thanks for talking to us. And to start out, why don't you just give us an update on what's going on in your part of the world there?
Well, the Wolf Aviation Fund was founded by Abby and Connie Wolf. Abby Alfred Wolf was one of the five founders of AOPA, and they both were very involved in a lot of volunteerism in aviation during their lives. They lived in Philadelphia alongside Wings Field there. I got into all of this because of my own volunteer work for years, starting with the work fighting for Santa Monica Airport back in California, and going on to working with various volunteer pilot groups and all, eventually co-founding the Air Care Alliance. What I enjoy about the Wolf Aviation Fund is the fact that the fund supports so many different volunteer groups and charitable aviation groups working in general aviation. Broadly speaking, the mission is promoting and supporting general aviation. Among the various groups that we support are umbrella groups like the National Coalition for Aviation and Space Education, the Recreational Aviation Foundation, and the Air Care Alliance. So all in all, it's been a very nice progression over the years from volunteer service to being able to work for the various groups that do wonderful work in general aviation.
Okay, maybe could you give me a couple examples of what some of these groups do and how pilots are involved?
Well, for instance, the Recreational Aviation Foundation has the mission of protecting backcountry flying and preserving backcountry and rural and recreational airstrips. And it really depends upon a cadre of volunteers from all over the country serving not only on the board, but as state liaisons and people working to actually improve and maintain airstrips out in the country. So a great way for people to be involved who love that kind of flying is to volunteer to help in the maintenance days, the days when people fly out to these airstrips, and work on them to make sure they're available for future generations. For the National Coalition for Aviation and Space Education, this is an umbrella group for organizations that promote and support aviation and space education. Most of the organizations include the various alphabet groups in aviation, various state and federal agencies, and many informal educational groups as well as formal. By informal, I mean museums and after-school programs, and formal programs would be schools and universities. For instance, the University Aviation Association is a member of the National Coalition. And all this depends upon the work of many volunteers all across the country to promote educational projects. The Air Care Alliance is an umbrella organization for the volunteer pilot groups. That's a special passion for me. I really am honored to be able to work with these incredible volunteers from around the country who use their aircraft and their skills to fly people for help and support various kinds of community projects.
Okay, so if a pilot wants to get involved in this, either you know, someone who's got their own airplane or even just wants to volunteer as a pilot, where would they start?
Well, any of these organizations can be found easily with a Google search. So just Googling Air Care Alliance will take you to the umbrella organization. And the Air Care Alliance provides a very complete list of all of the known volunteer pilots. Organizations that fly to serve the community and fly to help others. There are more than 60 groups listed. They fly in all parts of the country and some fly internationally. And the missions are very broad too. We group them under various categories, But basically, they're groups that fly patients for care or fly medical supply. They're groups that do that and do disaster relief, making their pilots and aircraft available following disasters or in emergency situations. There are groups that are involved in search and rescue for people that either go down in aircraft or are lost hiking in the mountains or wherever. There are groups that are involved in environmental support, taking members of the media or representatives of elected officials up to see environmental situations and to work on solutions. The eye in the sky approach gives the ability for both the defenders of a development and those who might oppose a development to all get in the air and be able to see a situation and perhaps come to a common understanding of the best ways to alleviate any environmental concerns. It can also show the good story of environmental remediation. In many cases, there's very good work being done to restore areas, and the view from the air can make that very visible. So there really are quite a variety of missions. Getting back to education, one of the best-known organizations is the EAA's Young Eagles program, which has flown about 1.7 million children so far to give them an introductory ride and show them what aviation is all about. We even just recently had a Young Eagles Day out here at our tiny little rural airport in Lindrith, New Mexico, up in the mountains of northern New Mexico, and flew 14 kids. And it was quite a thrill for these kids from the ranches in the area.
Okay, well, thanks a lot, Raul. And is there anything else you think that we should cover here today?
Well, I do hope that people log on to these various organizations' websites and learn about them and find one in their area. And it really doesn't matter whether it's patient transport or environmental support or educational flights or getting involved in after-school educational programs at a local aviation museum or at a school, being involved in going out and helping at the backcountry airstrips to keep them in good shape. There are plenty of opportunities for people to enjoy using their aircraft to help others and to serve their communities and to improve aviation for the future. So I think people will truly enjoy that once they get a taste of it, and I encourage all pilots to do so.
Okay, well, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Bose, presenting their most advanced pilot headset ever, the Bose A20 Aviation Headset. It provides acclaimed noise reduction along with a comfortable fit, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.